Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Black Friday, we thought we were brainstorming, me and Lynn, mm-hmm. and we said, who's the best shopper we know? And, you know, we didn't really need to go very much further than you. I'm not sure if that's good. I'm not sure if that's bad, but we know.
Years of training.
Exactly.
That's just happened overnight.
Well, what did I say? It's 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours that they talk about. To master. So, I put my 10,000 hours in.
And some. All right. And yeah, exactly. It's not 10,000 rand. It's 10,000 hours. So tell us what you are seeing this year on Black Friday.
So, you know, as I said the other day, what's really been interesting is how all the retailers have moved up their Black Friday. So normally it was like the hysteria. It was the mass chaos. People needed to get into the stores and everyone was in the store only on Black Friday. Every year it seems to be getting longer and longer. So it was the first, then it was 3 days, then it was a week, and now it's been a month with a couple of retailers. So as I said, with Takealot, every single week they've released new stuff, again, in different categories. Game, macro, pick and pay. There isn't a single store that actually does not have something of grand with Black Friday as a special, because I think everyone's finding it as an opportunity. I mean, no one's going to not use a marketing opportunity, because there is a mania and there is a sort of a panic about losing out or not saving money. So people are, every single person from plumbers to, I mean, Vodacom to cell phone providers, every single sort of retailer that sells any product is offering a Black Friday special. So so what I'm seeing is definitely, I think there's less of a rush. So even like a shop like Zara opened up at 9 o'clock last night with different specials. But as I said, you've got to keep your wits about you. You have to get on, and people do get confused because they think, oh, this is a special because it's Black Friday. Mm. But unless you've done your price checking, you've got your list of what you are needing, then you are going to spend money that you shouldn't be spending, or you're going to pay for something that isn't really a bargain. So that is what I am seeing on the website. And also when you get on, there are some things that are discounted, but then you happen to see something else and you'll pick that up as well. So I do believe it'll be a great
right.
day. For
so we spoke about this. There's a psychology around shopping in this way, in that once people commit to buying something, then you've really got them. In other words, if you go into a shop, it takes a while to say, okay, you know what, I am going to buy this. I'm going to go through the pain of standing in a line, paying for it, etc. But now once I'm doing it, well, I might as well throw in the socks and I might as well throw in that and that and that. And it's exactly the same online.
It's burnt on sale.
So you've got, sorry, say again.
That weren't on sale.
Exactly.
So then your brain's already preconditioned into buying stuff. So even if you went in thinking, oh, I'll get this at a discounted rate, or like, oh, but I actually also want this, but it's not a discount, but it's fine because I'm in that buying zone.
I saw that yesterday. I was on the Under Armour sale, mm-hmm. and the t-shirts were ridiculously cheap, sort of $3.99. Well, I don't really have t-shirts because I don't wear them.
Was that online, Howard?
Yes, Under Armour. Go and look at them online. They've got t-shirts, $3.99, 200 rand.
Yeah.
So then I put a whole bunch in, and once I'm doing that, well, actually those look nice. Okay, they're not on sale, but they look very, and mm-hmm. so it goes. So we've just got to be aware of our own stuff. So yes, I did find.
Keep it in perspective.
So that's what that was the one that I saw had some pretty good deals. I mean, you can't get decent t-shirts for kind of a price. So I thought that was quite good. Have you seen any particular good deals anywhere else?
So I must say Aldo has had 70% off, but again, also started before Black Friday. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I was on my way to Clicks. And
oh, you were.
There was such a good deal. It would have been economically irresponsible of me not to have taken it.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You have a responsibility.
But those Aldo sales really, really, like when they have a sale, they have a sale.
Right, I'm on the Aldo site now. And it's just for research, so I've got a perfect excuse to do that. I'm not doing it because
I'm going to go into the Under Armour one as well.
For research, just to see if I know what I'm
talking
about.
We have to gather all the data we can.
Yes. So,
but I do have to say, what's also going to be interesting is that there are going to be lines outside stores. So I was even in Woodmead, you know, at the factory outlets on Sunday, mm-hmm. and there was a line outside the Nike factory store, literally like circling around the parking lot. That's how, and because again, they had specials, which mm-hmm. they say were additional specials to the usual. So people were already, the mania has started.
Sorry, I wasn't concentrating. I was just looking because
very. See? These are actually very nice.
1,100 down to 800, and they're very nice shoes. So I was just checking, and it's only for research. It's not that I'm sitting on the radio and shopping, obviously. I'm just, it's just for research.
You wouldn't do that, because that's not you.
No.
A seasoned professional in radio.
Exactly. So I think that's the message though, Dina, isn't it? It's just keep perspective, take advantage of it, and there's nothing wrong with finding a bargain, having fun, treating yourself to something. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it as long as you just keep things in perspective, I guess.
Absolutely. And as I said, try and just say, this is my budget for today. This is what, like, these are my top priority items. This is what the benchmark pricing is. So when you see it and it says Black Friday sale, it may not even be any more or any less expensive than it was before. Just make sure that you've benchmarked, that you know exactly what things cost. But if you want something and you think it's a slightly off or there's a discount, then go for it.
Yeah, so you know what? A friend of mine last night, and I'm actually not proud of him at all. Really, really not proud of him. But he was so proud of himself. He had booked, he was driving down to Cape Town, he had booked on one of his stayovers at one of the hotels, just for the one night, and it went on sale last night for Black Friday.
Yes.
Cancelled his booking and rebooked it.
Okay.
And then you just won. You actually feel like a victor. You feel like you have
cheated the system.
It really wasn't a lot of money, but for this guy, it was like he had hit the jackpot. And I promise you, with that in mind, the couple of, I don't know, not even couple of hundred rands that he had saved, I promise you will be spending so much more on other things because he had this windfall.
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. But I mean, you know what I love here, even on the Under Armour site, Black Friday for the win.
We'll say that again.
50% off, Black Friday for the win.
Yes.
I love it. It's just so cleverly placed.
But it really is, that actually was the one site that I found really does have some interesting things. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. Thank you for letting us check in with you just to keep everybody just a little bit focused on the right thing. That is what's important, that we keep a little bit of perspective. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Shabbat Shalom. And of course you're involved with the Jewish Achievers over the weekend, wishing you and the Jewish Report all the best for that event.